I like that.
Today on my Fix It Up Life,
we break the mold on mediocre design from the Therma-True Vipon Door and Molding Mecca at Design Construction Week.
And who better to help spruce things up than DIY Network's unstoppable million-dollar contractor, Vince Benuca.
Better Homes and Gardens Uber editor Carmen Hotchkiss talks terrific home improvement tips and tricks. From color to fun meals to taking control of clutter, she makes it better.
Then from one extreme to another, Extreme Makeover Home Edition designer and host of HLN's American Journey, Ty Pennington travels here to join us.
The journey begins right now on My Fix It Up Life.
This is my Fix It Up Life. My crazy Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life.
Walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
And I'm running down the road trying to loosen the load. I got seven women on my mind. For the one who owned me, two, the one who stole me once, she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the pound on your own wheels drive you crazy.
And don't let us drive you crazy, because we're here at Design Construction Week, first ever in the history of the world.
Yes.
Inside the Therma-True Vipon booth.
It's not even really a booth.
I hate the term.
It's a home. Like, it feels like family in here, the way that they've styled the entire place. It's gorgeous. And, you know, what I love, too, is that they've mixed the whole, like, mid-century modern with that whole rustic look.
I know. Which is kind of how I rock it, don't I, darling?
Those are, like, my two favorite styles.
I abbreviate it to mid-cent mon.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we have a guest here that's joining us who knows all about the gorgeous doors here at the Therma-True booth.
Derek is going to give us the shakedown breakdown on what's kicking here at the Therma-True Vipon booth.
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
We are doing wonderful. You guys fed us.
Did you enjoy it?
And you gave us, like, you know, a beautiful presentation.
I'm mainlining some coffee.
And there's a comfy couch that we're sitting on.
Isn't this great?
And I think that everybody walking around the show floor at the International Builders Show is a little bit jealous of us, because we're sitting down right now in a very cozy setting.
I know.
And everybody else is walking around on the concrete floor out there.
Right. Yeah. It's great for your feet and your back.
Yes. It is.
Great furniture.
Yes, and the show floor is great for your shin splints.
It is. Well, even more, though, than the beautiful doors that you guys have on display here, I want to talk about that new iPad app. I am out of my mind. I was seeing it this morning, and that you can actually, like, visualize your door, and it's so easy to use, and to be able to put it up and see it on your door. Tell us all about it.
Right. So our new app is called Doorways, which will be available on the Apple Store. Free download for any consumer who wants to, you know, play with some doors. But what's great about it, as you said, it's very simple. So you don't have to be a door expert to visualize that door in your home. And no one can really visualize doors, right? So it's best to be able to go through, select the door, select your glass, and you can hold it right up to your home, zoom in, zoom out, and take a picture. And then you can save it. So it's great. And it's linked directly to our website. So if you want to do the same thing on our website, you can save doors there. That goes onto the app. And then when you're done, you can email it out to people. You can post it. And you can take it directly into a dealer, and they can help you quote the product.
So let me clarify this word picture. My nickname, by the way, Johnny Analog. You got an iPad, and you pull up the door that you want. Then you put it up like this, take a photo, and it applies the photo of the door you've selected online to what your house looks like.
Exactly.
So you're matching color, real colors, not chips and pieces.
Exactly. So
real
it's just
colors
real
too,
simple.
In like real time too, because there's shadows.
I do everything in real time.
Right.
Real time.
Yeah. You just hold it up, zoom. You know, it's definitely not Photoshop, so it's not going to be the perfect, you know, looking picture, but it's great for you to visualize how that new entryway is going to look. Side lights, transoms, double doors, you know, make it work for your house and take it in.
Okay, so speaking of that, you know, when we're going and using this app, the new doors, what is your favorite new door that's on display here at the Therma-Tru booth?
So the Pulse series definitely has been the most exciting product for us. We launched Pulse series last year at the IBS show. It's been tremendous response. You know, throughout the year, we got a lot of testimonials and blogs, reports for people who had this mid-century look, but there just wasn't a solution out there for them, especially in a fiberglass solution. So they've got these wood doors that are rotting and splitting, and what they have available to them generally is really expensive, and it's wood again, and they don't want that. So Pulse was finally an option for them to go with that kept their architectural style true and time-specific, but they can play with it. It's fun. They can mix and match, play with colors, textures, so it's really exciting for them. So this year, we're adding more options.
Yeah, and I've worked in those neighborhoods with those houses from that time, split levels, all kinds of different things, and I pulled out that birch slab door that somebody wanted a window in, so they cut one in with a jigsaw. Mm. The bottom of it's delaminating. It's a disaster area,
right.
And there's nothing to replace it with.
Right.
This is gigantic for all those neighborhoods that need this solution.
Well, let's jump from Pulse, though, talk about mahogany.
Right.
I was adoring that, you know, the display here.
Right. So we have several new fiberclastic mahogany doors. We launched fiberclastic a few years ago in the mahogany grain, and this year we're adding some new on-trend door styles. So really want to be able to make sure people can complement our beautiful Classicraft entryways if they need something a little bit narrower. So fiberclastic is a great solution for that. But key door style trends with your Craftsman, your two-panel square top, your two-panel playing soft arch, plays all the different architectural styles as well as all the different regional needs that are out there. So great solution for everyone.
And so we can go on that app and we can look at all of those door styles.
Exactly.
And see which one of those beauties will be beautiful on our home.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's right.
I love that.
And you've got that open grain look on the mahogany. It looks like it's real, except
right.
It's not.
Exactly. Right.
I mean, it is real.
Right. So those people
it's
look at
that.
It's
a real life
it's
door.
Not real. You don't walk through like a hologram.
In a game, you know, a video game
the
that one of our kids would play.
The R value on a hologram is low.
Really?
Yeah, it's low, because mostly you could stay with me.
He's kind of a scientist a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, an engineer and a scientist.
That's me.
Right.
That
right.
is you.
You know all that. But,
right.
No, I love that open grain look and how the crosshead, the rail meets the style.
Right. It's real authentic, you know, true wood look.
It's fantastic.
But with all the benefits
it
of fiberglass.
It is fantastic.
Yes.
So everybody go to your iTunes store right now and download that app and imagine the possibilities of all of these beautiful doors, and we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more from the Therma-Tru Fi-Pon booth after this and more Mike
Fix It Online. Could you whisper in my ear things you want to feel? Give you anything, feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? Wonder where you are? You live or die your thoughts. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't see anything at all. So why don't you stay? Yes, stay. Gonna let it fly.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and who's sitting next to us?
Yes,
is the guy who fixed you guys up in the first place.
You know, I'm so glad that we know Ty Pennington because
that's it.
Without
you know
him,
what? I'm done. I'm sorry.
Our son Jack is so thankful for you for matchmaking us.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what I do. You know, I spread love.
You do,
you know,
spread
what I mean?
Love.
In fact,
yes.
My name in some countries is love.
Really?
Yes.
Love Pennington?
It's...
Again...
Or
how
Mr.
many times do I have to leave this interview?
Or Mr. Love.
I can't do it.
Well, I like to be, yeah, I like to be called Mr. Love.
The Mr. Love.
Yeah, but,
you're a love DIYer.
Yeah.
Yes. You connect contractors and designers all over the place. It's a
funny,
new matching
funny
website.
Funny you mention that.
Yes.
Funny you mention that. You know, connecting builders, professionals, and designers. People ask me that question all the time. Like, so where can I find a really good... You know, carpenter, where can I find a good plumber? Have you guys heard about this thing, Porch.com?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Somebody
yes.
has finally
I
come
saw,
up.
I saw some like
somebody
avatar.
Has finally come up with something genius. So it's sort of like the Uber or the pentagram for the person who owns a home. And mm-hmm. here's why. So if you're looking for a contractor near, you type in your address, right? And it, if whether it's a painter, a plumber, an architect, whatever, type in your address, it immediately pops up people in your area that can do the job.
Really?
And it gives you, like, and not that. So right now there's, like, and the thing is just, like, it's a fairly new company, but online, but already, what is it? Yeah, it's 1.5 million professionals already have their images and different, and like, there's over, what? Yeah, 90 million projects going on at the same time. And
90
so,
million?
So, yeah, and so you can look at pictures of projects. You can actually see, like, the construction that's going on. And so it's happening. And so people, before it was like, you know, ask your neighbor, ask
yes.
someone down the street.
You know,
like,
the contractor, you know, good designer.
But now you can
use.
Actually just go see their work, see, like, the references that other people have, like, you know, given them. And the biggest part is it's free. So
free
the professionals have to pay, like, $10 a month or whatever to be, you know, on there. But for the consumer, it's absolutely free to find someone to do the project,
that's
which is
like
genius.
Your three references that everybody
yes.
says, get three references,
yes.
do the whole
right.
thing.
Yeah.
That's almost like your three references right there.
All
it,
in.
You can winnow it down.
Yeah.
And it really helps. I mean, there's just so many people I've run into with stories of like, well, you know, I hired these people and they did this, but they forgot to put a gutter on. And so all the rain came in, it destroyed the windows, and now I've got water inside my house. And you're like... Oh, well, if only.
If only.
Did you
if
want
only.
A water fountain? Did you want a
yeah.
waterfall effect?
It was a Zen thing when
it's,
it
yeah.
runs in your cascade.
It's all
your
about
home.
Nature, bringing nature inside the home.
But
outdoor
think,
rooms, indoor, outdoor rooms.
But I think what's really great about Porch.com is this. It's like you've heard so many nightmare stories. I think this is going to be the opposite because you're probably going to have some positive stories about, like, I found somebody, they did really great work, and, you know, and here are pictures, and you could show them proudly, you know, what's going on. So, anyway, it's
well,
a really cool thing.
Speaking of projects, I always like to hear about what you're making. You know, you do a lot of, you do your own fabrics. You know, we're up
You've
early
done your
this
research.
Morning doing your own jewelry.
That's right.
Yes,
I've been weaving.
Hotel, weaving.
Got a loom in my hotel room.
You got pelts in there. It's incredible. It's like a little arts
right.
and crafts function in there. So what are you making right now? Like, what is inspiring you? Are you making new fabric? Are you?
Well, I've got several different projects. First of all, let's just talk about this huge project, which is the home show.
Yeah.
I mean, well, let's be honest. It's called the IBS,
yeah,
which I think is hilarious. Great name.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
And
fantastic
so,
name for
yeah.
people who don't know.
And I am feeling the IBS.
Yeah.
And I'm also really enjoying this home show. But so, yeah, I'm in town for several reasons. One, I always come here to check out, you know, the latest and innovations when it comes to your home. Also working with Guaranteed Rate because these guys do amazing things as far as getting your house financed, getting a mortgage to be able to purchase a house, which, you know, if you think about it, a home really is the single biggest investment you make in your life. And it's, you know, and all the things you put into it, it really is what we, you know, it's our big nut. It's our big, you know, it's our big reason. So, and I think anything you can put into it raises value. That's what this is all about. And so I'm here, not only that, but my guys I work with, the Lumber Liquidators, are here as well. So I go by and sort of schmooze and say hi to everybody that not only employs me, but just get ideas for the different projects. And I've got my own project I'm doing in Florida. We'll talk about that, too. We're building a house with a company called NextGen, doing the first of the future home. So we're building, like, the future of home building. And that has to do with clean air, has to do with products that really save energy, uses less waste to build. And so storm-resistant, weather-resistant, so many different things. And that's not going to take 7 days. That's going to take more like 7 to 9 months. So, yeah. So it's
wow.
good for me
so
to finally feel what it's like for every other human.
What is it actually like to build a house in real time?
It's really frustrating, yeah. Especially when you redesign everything.
Yes.
So it's taken a year just to get the plans right.
Yeah. But I'm a perfectionist,
you know. And so, yeah. But we also wanted to make it. I mean, this really is an example of how it can be. So you want to get the plan right before you do it, so that when you do it, it's going to go much quicker, and you can also show how it can be done again so efficiently and less waste and quicker. And it's really going to be amazing, though.
So where can we find out information about that? Like, go online?
Well, you'll be able to see
content
updates on Next Gen TV.
Okay.
So it's called the First to the Future Home, Next Gen First to the Future Home.
Perfect.
And so it's fun. Like, we've already started demo. So the project, there's no turning back now.
You're blowing up a house to make a new house? Is it a remodel?
Well, we haven't used explosives yet, but...
Yes.
We're not saying no to that.
No, so, you don't want to rule that out at
no.
any time.
But
know,
no, yeah, we're
reciprocating saw.
Exactly,
TNT.
Exactly.
You know, you got to choose.
But it is going to be fun, and it's one of those things that I've always wanted to do. And it's a place to, like, in all honesty, my mom really needs a healthy environment to live in. So, like, once we finish this, I may be able to actually move my mom into a healthy
really?
Environment. Which would really be great, considering she sat there and watched me help so many other families with health issues. So it would be good to really give back to my
mom.
You're,
like, the best son ever.
No, but I'm trying to be.
Okay.
Well, yes.
You're working hard.
That's a good segue to a project you are doing for others, or have done for others, which is The Village in Florida.
Yeah, for Give Kids the World, yeah.
Give Kids the World. I was reading this at typennington.com, and I don't know how you get involved with these things that are so moving,
yeah.
so giving, but you remodeled with a bunch of people, and Good Morning America
yeah.
was a part of this. Like 147 cabins in Disney area?
Well, you can't give me all the credit on this. I mean, we helped them do a makeover, a big makeover, very large, and we had some amazing help from local contractors and builders in Orlando. But this company was started, it's called Give Kids the World, and really what it was there's a guy who used to own a hotel, and there's a little girl who was basically sort of terminally ill, and her last wish was, like, she really wanted to come and, you know, go to the park, go to Disney, the whole nine yards, and so he heard about her and said, you know what, you can come down, stay in my hotel for free, you know, enjoy the park, don't worry about it, everything will be fine. Well, she didn't make it, you know, and so that just ripped his heart out, and so he said he's never going to let another kid like that miss out on that opportunity, so he grew his hotel and ended up buying this other land where he could build these little villas, these little sort of cabins where families could stay for the week. And it ends up being sort of like sometimes, let's just say that week is, you never know if it's going to be the last week or not. So it's really important for that family to be like, have just an amazing experience. But it takes a lot of these volunteers, and a lot of these volunteers are, you know, sort of senior citizens in many ways, but they volunteer to really give these families an amazing week. And it's one of those places where, like, you can get ice cream like 24 hours a day. So it's whatever the kids want. But the stories and the letters that come through there are, like, so touching. It's amazing. There's this one girl who came there as a kid, and they didn't think she was going to make it through the week. She ended up battling it, and then she's now, like, in her 20s going to college, and she's come back to volunteer there. And so that place has, like, such meaning. And so to be able to move the bus and have all – and, like, to really give this place – we sort of made over the volunteer center to give back to the people who give their time to give to these families.
Wow.
So, yeah, and it felt so much like Extreme. It was awesome because it really was
that
type of feeling. Yeah, and so, Good Morning America came down, and Josh, and we even had a what's his name? The chef that says, bam, that guy.
Emerald.
Yes.
Yes.
Emerald was there as well.
The chef that says bam.
Now, he's on TV. We know you from TV. What's happening with TV with you?
Yeah, where are we going to see you next?
Where are you barging into our living rooms?
Well, I've been working on a few things. But there's a show that I could be shooting in the summer, but I'm superstitious, so I don't talk about anything until it's actually done. But I will tell you, there's another show that... We're going to be doing. It's going to be a little ways away, but so it's sort of in the same vein of what you would know me for, you know, sort of like no time, but let's do everything we can. So we're sort of doing a show that's going to be something in 60 minutes. We're going to try and do three rooms in 60 minutes, which could be impossible. But then again, we like trying the impossible.
Three rooms in 60 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
How big are these rooms?
That's
like, is it a closet?
Well, really? How could
or,
I
like,
know?
You know, three rooms.
We're
going to
have 200 people in each room.
That's the idea. We're going to try and get 300 people in each room. And the room could be like 7x5. So definitely we're going to be sponsored by deodorant companies.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, would there be a rule that you have to shower before you go in? It'd be like going in a rocket going off the stage. You have to go through all these stages.
Yeah. Well, that, I really don't know. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be fun, though. And
wow.
So, yeah.
So how do you gear up for something like that? Do you just, like all the supplies you would need to have because you don't know what you're doing?
You get the idea. Yeah, you get the idea.
How crazy that must be.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Crazy.
So you're just trying to do something that is even more extreme than what you've already done. And
well, yes.
Are you going to
I'm sort of an addict for – I'm a glutton for punishment.
They're going to, like, hang you from a ceiling somewhere and you have to renovate a room, like, on wire, like, flying through the air.
Coming in hot. That would be fun. So I have no idea we'll try that.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, it's going to be insane, but it'll be a lot of fun. I love that. So, and not only that, but we'll be back to really surprise people and give them that sort of dream makeover, and
okay.
We'll have to do it really quickly.
That would
so.
Be good. You could paint a room. This is a new technique. Hang from a ceiling fan and just with a roller.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be artistry. It would be like an acrobatic kind
that.
Of thing.
That's a great idea.
That
it
would be a good
idea.
Show in Vegas.
Okay, and about the minute we have...
That is a great show in Vegas.
Yeah.
Guys, enjoy your dinner. I'll be painting your faces as you... You know, that's
people
a great
would
idea.
Pay for that, too, because it's exotic.
Circus satin. So good.
Circus semi-gloss.
Oh, my God.
So in about the minute or so we have left, I was on TyPennington.com, and I saw at the top of the thing, I'm coming to your inbox. Sign up for my newsletter. And now, I have to say, is that a threat?
Absolutely. Because I may have to respond. I may actually, you know. So, yes. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you.
I read it, and I'm like, I can hear your voice while you're saying it. You're excited. I'm coming to your inbox. But I read it, and I'm like, coming to your inbox. Like, oh, no.
Yeah. I'm not sure I want that.
I don't. There are no details.
No.
I've got to get what's happening.
Well, you know, I'm also ADD, so I speak in fragments. You know,
yeah.
So you have to sort of, like, what does that mean? I don't know. Stay tuned. So that's the enjoyment of that.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm
going
to say, but it's going to be in your inbox.
Yeah.
Something shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, shiny object.
Very good. Yeah. Well,
we
got to
go to break. So, we'll
go to TyPennington.com to find out all the awesome stuff that he's doing and follow him on Twitter because we do and everybody pretty much does.
And we'll be back with more from the Furniture 5 Bond booth at DTW right after this with more of my Fix It Up Life.
I want to run. I want to hide. I want to tear down these walls, hold me inside. Want to reach out and touch the flame, where the streets have no name.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
You play out in desert place.
plane right here in the high desert of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
Dine Construction Week with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark. And we are hanging out inside the Therma-Tru Fipon area.
Yeah, area is a good one.
Experience.
Also, not Area 51, which is down the street from here.
Really?
Ancient Aliens. It could be.
How does he always seem to bring up Ancient Aliens?
Heather,
or,
he's good at segues.
Yes.
Heather Sonnenberg.
Yes.
Therma-Tru Fipon. You can say it here on my Fix It Up Life. Were these doors built by Ancient Aliens?
Not to my knowledge.
Modern Stonehenge.
That's not to my knowledge. Is the same as the Freemasons owning Denver International Airport. Okay. Just so you know, that's code.
But they do have new stone surrounds.
Like the Egyptians.
We do.
Yes. So maybe it really is Ancient Aliens here. I see the tie-in now.
See?
All comes together.
It all comes together.
Heather Sonnenberg, you showed us some unbelievable stuff in here from Fipon earlier. Can you please tell us a little bit more about
it? Sure. We have a lot of new products in the booth today, but some of the ones that we really want to feature are new door surrounds. You know, we really think about what we want to do with our company. We really want to speak to the consumer and make remodeling and construction easy for them. And these door surrounds are constructed in kits. So it all comes together, all the pieces and parts, for that standard 3-0 opening. So you get a nice crosshead, as well as two pilasters and three of the kits. And we have a Craftsman, a Colonial, and an Empire style in the first. And then we also have a stone kit that comes in four parts. So it has two or three little stone pieces and then a keystone to make it easy to install.
Oh, that's beautiful. And that would work great with stucco houses in the south, big stone houses, or more stately homes in the north. That is fantastic.
It is fantastic. And the other thing, I want to go inside. Can we go inside the house?
Absolutely.
And talk about my favorite thing is using Fipon inside your bathroom, inside your kitchen, because you don't have to, you can get the beautiful look of all the molding and not have to worry about, you know, all that water and stuff that deteriorates
wood. The stability of the product itself.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what's great about our product. Whether it's indoors or outdoors, it's water resistant, it's rot resistant, right? Doesn't take insects, right? And I can't really penetrate it like they can with wood. So it's very versatile for how you want to use it. And inside the home, I mean, it's really there to inspire. A lot of people don't think about trim, right? They see a lot of sticks. But when you look at what it can create inside your home, it's absolutely beautiful.
And you can use it in so many different ways. Like recently we did like a whole medallion wall for a project. And like it is a gorgeous feature wall that
you could DIY.
You could totally DIY. It's easy to do. You just get the medallions and then you fix them to the wall. And you have a gorgeous textured inspiration.
You don't need to be a contractor to do it.
That's right. We have actually had that wall in the booth today where we've actually taken a lot of our ceiling medallions and just featured that in a dining room setting, right? Really lifestyle so consumers can be inspired by what you can do with trim products.
Yes.
And you can spray paint them all kinds of different colors. There's a lot of different textures of spray paint today that really gives you those unique finishes. So there's a lot of opportunities to really dress up your home.
And I like that being inspired to be able to use things that you might think, you know, that's just crown, that's just a ceiling medallion that goes with the light fixture, that's just whatever, and being able to think about them in new ways, and you guys are presenting them here at the booth and inspiring people to go beyond the traditional uses.
That's right. I mean, I really think about trim as the jewelry of the home, right?
Oh, you're talking my language.
And
please,
if you really
you're romancing my husband right now.
Oh, you are wooing
seriously.
Me.
Seriously.
It's about the accessories, right?
Yeah.
I would put crown molding on the floor if it wouldn't get in my way.
He would.
Down.
He would have like a crown molding room. Like it would look very like Moroccan or whatever. Like it would just be this big old, and with the chair inside the middle of it for him to hang out.
That's right. I mean, it's from plain to extraordinary. I mean,
yes.
That's what moldings and trim really do for you. Another great feature that we have in the booth, too, today is a new structural column. It's a timber column, and that really fits this type of construction down here in the southwestern United States. And it's a structural column that has a load bearing of up to 12,000 pounds made of urethane products.
Wow.
Wow.
Because the bugs in the southeast and, like, New Orleans, they're like as big as dogs. They'll jump through your window and just eat your whole house in, like, a day, right?
That's right, and when you think about whether it's insects or maybe some
other
resistance.
I love how you're such a scientist. Yeah, they'll eat your whole house in a day.
Yeah, no, it's true though. The insects are unbelievably brutal. They're just unbelievably brutal. So, But for remodeling applications where you're not building it yourself, can you cut the column?
We can, right. We've actually made the column 9 foot, but it's actually trimmable. So there is actually a sleeve on the bottom that is movable, so you can trim off to the size that you need, and then that installs over to cover up you know, any of the challenges you may have had with install, which are actually very rare when it comes to FIPON. We have some nice mounting brackets in there, so it's very easy to install and easy to finish.
I love the brackets. I actually really do.
They look like steel straps. Are we talking about the same thing, these timbered-looking straps?
You're talking about over there on the...
Yeah, he's going all the way all out for, like, you know, the hardcore, like, you know, the metal. I'm talking about the other brackets that are in there.
Oh, the bracket, the corbel bracket.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You've got to use the right terminology.
The bracket.
The bracket.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are
the corbel
different.
Bracket.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those
yes.
are different. No,
you look in their catalog, it's called the bracket.
I love adding corbel details and bracket details to stuff. I think it's just...
It's amazing how many places you can use them, too.
Do you have a favorite, like, profile or favorite medallion or favorite bracket? Or are they all like your children and you love them equally?
I definitely love anything that accents the room. I mean, anything that can really transform. So to me, that's I'm passionate about it, right? Passionate about what trim can actually do and transform. And I don't think it matters which piece it is. It really depends on the room and what we're trying to do, and it's so versatile that there's so many options.
So from, like, a stately dining room to a country porch, it's all here in the FIPON booth.
Absolutely.
Now you're talking. Somebody get me a porch and some lemonade.
Yeah, somebody, like, get him something to relax with.
And get me a break, because that's what we have to take.
So go to FIPON.com and follow them on Twitter, @FIPONDesign, and we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my limbs could build a castle. Some nights I wish things for long. But I still wake up, I still see your ghost. Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore. Oh, 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 oh.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and FIPON synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and FIPON.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Come on, baby, I'm buying. I got enough to last this all night. You got a kiss that tastes like honey. I got a little... Tonight.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life, inside the ThermaTru booth, FIPON booth, my wife Teresa.
And my husband Mark, and we are sitting on a comfy couch, and we have a new guest that we just met from Better Homes and Gardens. So excited to meet you, Carmen. How are you?
Good, thanks.
And you?
So glad you could join
us.
Yes, my pleasure.
How about this?
Really nice.
It is nice in here. And it's nice out there, too. And I want to give you a little mini assignment as our guest. Tell me, what have you seen that is awesome here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show and the International Builder Show?
You know, one of the things that's really intriguing me is all the things I'm seeing that, like,
things that move and expand. Like at the Hayfola booth, there's a countertop that like slides back and forth, so it can be like a breakfast, you know, bench or a breakfast table, and then it slides back, and you've got a little more walking room, so it goes
really?
Back and forth. And then at Frigidaire, there's a kind of the same idea, but it's a shelf that can be a shallow shelf, or you pull out part of it and it becomes a longer shelf.
No
and then
way.
It slides back inside. Really cool stuff.
That is awesome, especially for like small spaces and when you have a big family or, you know, trying to accommodate guests and friends
right.
and dinner parties and
like,
all that
usually
stuff.
Usually I don't have this tall bottle, but this week I have this bottle, and so I can
yeah.
make my shelf a little more shallow.
Whenever we have a party, I buy a bottle that's 4 feet tall.
Yeah, just to have it.
Yeah.
I you know, don't know.
I like the tablescape.
It's an odd tradition.
Right. Yeah.
It's a very odd tradition, yeah.
And I like to be able to get, you know, pour it like this.
Yes,
you know?
For the drama.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's
yeah.
in it or like what's in it.
Nah,
but
it's
I have
just
it.
The
doesn't
experience.
Matter.
Yeah, he sort of has his own design.
And there's a photo
going.
Op in it too, right?
Yeah, Instagrammable.
Yeah.
Highly Instagrammable.
Yeah.
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 So have you been on Instagram and Twitter and
oh, yeah.
all that stuff and sharing what you're seeing at the show?
A little bit. Mostly I've been so busy running from place to place to
mm-hmm.
place. But this morning I kind of caught up a little bit and tweeted a couple things and Instagrammed something from the Wellborn booth. And, yeah, it's
very
good.
Good.
So you work
very
on
good.
The special interest publications for Better Homes and Gardens.
Yep.
And so what can we expect to see coming out this year in 2014?
We have two really interesting things coming up. Our Kitchen and Bath Ideas spring issue includes the 30 Most Innovative Product Awards.
Ooh,
that issue goes
cool.
on sale March 11th. And a lot of stuff that you could see here at the show if you knew what the winners were.
Ooh.
So you're already working on it.
We're already working on it. It's at the printer, in fact.
Yeah.
As we speak, it's going to the printer.
She knows all the winners, and do they know that
they
won?
They know that they won.
But they can't
yep.
share that with anyone until it comes out?
Actually, they could share it starting with the show.
Okay.
So there are people around the show that, you know, are showing off their little awards. And
so how long have you been working on that? Like 30 innovative products. You don't just go out one day and say, here's 30.
Doot, doot, doot. Yeah,
yeah,
no. It really starts like at last year's show where the editors are out and sort of like looking at what's exciting and who's got something going on and kind of making a little list. And then in the fall, usually we ask our partner companies and people that we know have great stuff, like, hey, you know, send us some submissions, and we sort through hundreds of things.
Wow.
And narrow it down to 30, all in the kitchen and bath space, but, you know, some surfaces, some appliances, some fixtures, some lighting, you know, it's a really nice mix.
Now, in your mind, do you have just, like, a catalog of basically every single product that's here? Like, do
no.
you have, like, a working knowledge of, I can imagine, like, trying to get through, like, picking out 30, you have hundreds and hundreds of things that didn't quite make the list.
That's true. But it's not usually in my head. It's in the head of the editors of Kitchen and Bath Ideas.
Okay.
So those are the go-to folks.
Okay.
Now, have to file it away.
Now, how often are you getting asked about or working on color?
Oh, a lot. Lot about color. I mean, even in the kitchen, where the definition of color is like gray versus brown, you know,
yeah.
or a little bit more of a red stain. But we cover color in all our kitchen and bath publications. We also have a brand new magazine called Refresh.
Oh.
That's all about like little updates you can make in your house,
mm-hmm.
light remodeling or decorating things. And we cover color really extensively in that magazine.
Wow.
Refresh.
Yeah.
Wow.
The next issue goes on sale in May.
Okay. Little updates just make such a huge difference. And stuff that you can do in a day, in a weekend.
Yep, that's exactly
not
it.
A lot of money.
Right.
Perfect.
Yep.
Can you share one or two of those projects before they come out, like what they are?
We have a kitchen redo in the upcoming issue that, again, has a lot of color. I think there's a lot of yellow, actually, in this kitchen that's going to be in Refresh. And then the color story that we do in that issue, we choose a palette. And we show like four or five different interpretations of that palette, you know, sometimes calling out, you know, the turquoise is a little stronger in this version or the yellow that we have paired with it is a little stronger in this room. So we show a collection of colors and then all the different ways that you could, if you love that color, it doesn't have to just look one way. I like that.
I would need help with that if I weren't married to Teresa, the designer, because I don't necessarily see the nuance and depth of a color and how it'll pair with another one.
Yeah, it's those
I just see yellow.
Combinations are really where people have trouble. Like, I know I like this color, but what do I do with it? And
right.
what goes with it?
Yeah.
We hear that a lot from readers, like just on lots of stuff. What goes with my brown cabinets? What goes with yellow?
Now, do you get asked that a lot in your personal life, too?
Yes.
So whenever you go to a friend's house, they're like, I was just thinking about, and what if I?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm going to be redoing my kitchen. Tell me what's going to be coming out, you know, in this kind of, you know, faucet or whatever so that I can be on the cutting edge. Tell me all the stuff.
Tell you all the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, on the faucet side, the touch activated mm-hmm. stuff, really hot. I don't think I've seen a kitchen fixture at the show that doesn't have some kind of pull-out, you know,
pull-out,
spray
pull down,
thing.
Spray
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
Well, I would love that for being able to clean the sink out like this.
Yeah.
Versus drawing all the sponge and all this different stuff and being able to clean plates and pans without, well, be honest with you, blasting the water back into my face.
See, I actually honestly like it when he cleans all the pots and pans too. So anything that'll make it easier for me not to have to do it,
yep.
score.
Well, who doesn't want a maid? I mean,
right.
what's that?
Not
Are
a maid.
Are you kidding me? Yeah,
and motivation.
I love it when you clean the dishes.
Motivation for participation in cleaning. I love that.
Yeah, and the lawn, by the way, our lawn that's outside of our home.
You know,
I'm almost done. It mows itself. Weekly,
yes,
all summer.
It's amazing. It's
fall.
Incredible.
Just
really good lawn.
You
it's very
make
cooperative.
You could make a huge profit on selling that.
We really could make a huge profit on our automatic lawn
mower.
Mowing device that
which is called
imaginary.
Me.
Yes.
My husband married me because I like to mow the lawn.
No way.
Let's just be clear.
You like mowing grass. I do.
It's
like
kind of zen.
Yes.
So you're like a hands-on girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just redid our kitchen, and we have a new little spray thing to, like, spray our new sink. It's really sweet.
Oh,
talking.
Wow. So in the minute that we have left, is there something in your house that you're looking for around the show that you're like, I need to have a new window, door, faucet, paint color?
Yeah, you know, now that we've redone our kitchen, the bath is next.
Okay.
So I'm gathering bath ideas.
You're looking for tile. You're looking for fixtures. You're,
yep.
Yes. Love it that she's being inspired.
Are you going to do new tub and vanity and that kind of thing?
Well,
we'll
come down to the budget. Like, once we figure out, like, okay, well, what's really in the cards here? But
yeah.
It would be great to gut it and start all over.
Well, Refresh is a great magazine. You can go for budget-friendly projects.
Yep.
I just learned about that today.
You just learned that you can go to the magazine that's creating a better homes and gardens. So
yes.
Check them out on Twitter at BHG. And check us out with more from the Thurman 5 on booth at We'll be back right after this with more of my Fixin' Up Life.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing green again. Trying to know the TV station. Situations running through my head. Oh, now looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind. Been a fool. Open up my heart to all the jealousy, the bitterness that it includes. Saturday I'm running wild and all the lights are changing. Red and green.
Sanding walls before you paint. Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Wanna be a millionaire so freaking bad.
buy all of the things I never had. Wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Every time I close my eyes, I see myself in shining lights. Different city every night, oh, I swear, the world better prepare when I'm a millionaire.
Tim Williams.com, priceless talent.
Yes.
$1 million voice.
Yes.
Here in the ThermaTrue Five Pond booth at Design Construction Week with
the million-dollar contractor, Stephen Finucane.
Oh, hello there. Hey, Tim, you make me feel good. You really do. I am so zen right now.
And we need it. We need it here because there's so much going on at the International Builders Show, the Kitchen and Bath Show.
Very busy.
We need to have a little bit of zen.
Yeah.
We need to, like, sort of regroup so we can, like, absorb all the stuff that's going on out there.
And there is a lot going on there.
Got to get a little quiet so we can ramp it and amp it up. Because there's nothing you do halfway.
No. Oh, no. We don't believe. You got to do it all the way or nothing.
There you go.
So I want to ask you about a tweet I saw, I think, recently from you about you have to get your weird on. Now, what were you meaning, intending by get your weird on?
You
and have you been getting
talk.
Your weird on here,
you know,
in Vegas?
It, when you have ADHD, you have to sort of, like, say things that just come out of your head. So it's almost like building. If you're going to build it right, sometimes just jump and go.
Yes. So that's you getting your weird on?
No, getting my weird on is just existing.
So your mojo is weird.
The mojo is there.
When you're million-dollar contracting, right?
Right.
You go into somebody's house, and it's either you do houses like a lot of people live in, and you do like I don't want to call them apartments, but they're in a tall building in New York City.
Yes. Yeah.
Could be two floors, could be one floor, could be...
It all depends.
It all depends. How much of your stuff is rip and run, gut it, and make it new?
100%.
No kidding.
Pretty much.
Really?
We try to save what we can. If I see something that's really old and, you know, worthy of saving, I'll save it. Plaster crown moldings, I'll save. Sometimes really old paneling, I'll save. And if I have to rip it out, I'll donate it. I'll never throw it away.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Have you gotten into any of the 3D printing for any of your projects yet?
I'm afraid to use it because I'm afraid one day something like me may come out of it. So I refuse to use it. I'm like, oh, God, there's another Finucane there.
Finucanator, rise of the machine.
Well, I can imagine with the clientele that you have that you've been asked about it. Like, do you use it or is it something? Have they...
No, not yet.
No one
yet.
Hasn't come
not
up at
yet.
All.
No,
really?
No. Not really, no. And I've been reading about it, and they're really making – did you see the article about they actually did a whole room, and what they did was they recreated the old room through 3D products.
It's absolutely amazing.
The table,
moldings,
chairs,
everything.
That would totally change, like, dorm room move-in for college kids. Like, if you could print your room.
Can you imagine a contractor who says, all right, I'm going to charge you this much, and I'm going to press go.
Yeah.
And it comes out?
Yeah. It's absolutely
crazy. Hand it to him on a little tray?
It's fantastic. I mean, look, pros and cons. There are good things and bad things about it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize that you were actually a book author, too.
Yes, and I see Mark is as well. The Carpenter's Notebook.
It's a love story.
I have a competitor now.
Yeah.
I'm your only one.
Yeah.
It's a good read.
It's a
on
great
the airplane.
Book.
Yeah.
It's a great book.
So tell me a little bit about the books that you've written.
I've only written one book.
Okay.
It's called What's a Homeowner to Do? Mm-hmm. Artists and Press. You can get it anywhere, Barnes & Nobles, Amazon. It's about, I wanted to simplify doing DIY fixes. Everything's too complicated.
Yeah.
So I really broke it down. Two fixes, the book paid for itself.
Right.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah, because you don't have to bring somebody in. You can iron that out yourself.
Exactly.
And you just got to take the chance and sort of follow the steps.
Yep, and I did four. I think there's 400 different things you can do in the book.
400?
400. What? Took a year to write it.
That would have taken me 400 years to write.
I did it 3 hours every week for a year.
Wow.
Are you a schedule guy?
Very organized. I'm a Virgo.
You're a Virgo.
I'm
I don't
Virgo.
Know what that means, but
that
obviously
means
it's
everything
important.
Has to be the way I see it in my head.
Now, what does that mean?
Like, see this?
I can totally.
I'm going to do this. That's
I know.
It. It's perfect.
I like.
I just adjusted her watch.
But I like it to be a little bit. I like a little chaos.
Oh, Mark's your chaos.
He's
right
a Leo,
there.
So
you
he's my chaos.
I'm a nervous. I'm having a nervous breakdown every day because I don't know when the chaos is coming.
Yes, I like chaos
because it's either full bore.
Well,
or, you know, why don't we just relax?
Well, because my thing is when you're inside chaos, that's where you are challenged for inspiration.
You know what? Fear is my inspiration. I'm serious.
Yeah.
When you're doing construction and you want to do it right, you have clients. Like, you already know. I have real clients. I'm taping, everything is 100% real. And when these people are coming at you and you have an $80,000 a week payroll, you sit there and you go, look, right now I'm with you, but there's 150 guys working in New York City for me right now. And these guys want to get paid on Friday. So you have to come with that payroll. And if you don't, there's a big problem. So fear motivates you, inspires you to create and do the best that you can.
I think about this all the time, too, as a carpenter and as a remodeler. People forget that we do this for money.
Yeah.
And our mortgage comes just like your mortgage comes. And people, you know, they stop and talk to you for a while. How you doing? Could you sharpen your pencil on this?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever heard that phrase?
Oh, I've heard it.
And sharpen your pencil. Could you pay my mortgage?
Yeah.
Because
thing is, like, while you're here, could you just?
Oh,
yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. But if you're gutting it, there really isn't while you're here. It's all while you're here.
You know what? You don't want to be the most expensive. I always say to people, if I'm the most expensive, I'm disappointed. And if I'm the cheapest, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
So I want to be somewhere in the middle. I want to be fair. Nobody has to pay. No one should overpay. You know, but you get what you pay for in this business, especially construction. People come in and, well, I got a bathroom for $5,000. I'm like, all right. $5,000, huh?
Is there a toilet in it?
Yeah, yeah. I go, what are your walls?
Did they connect the pipes?
What's the walls made of?
It's a composting situation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty
fertilizer
much.
In the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who really don't know the contractor-client relationship, or they feel like they understand it, but it's not working out for them, do you have maybe a top three kind of how to break the ice and make it so it's a real fair give and take and not, you know, command and control from either side?
Yes, I do. All right, first of all, I want to just say that a contractor is an adopted family member. They know your ins and outs, your finances, when you're arguing with your spouse maybe. If you get a good contractor, it's perfect. It's like the perfect pet. If you get a bad contractor, it's like a virus. Once you get it, you can't get rid of it.
Oh, that's true.
It's true.
That
it's
is true.
It's true. So it's very basic. Start off with the call. How long did it take for that person to call you back? They don't have a dollar of your money. Am I right?
Sure.
If they took 3 days, that says something.
And when they have your money, how long is it going to take for them to call you
right.
back? Right.
Yeah.
So
if they don't
they
call
are,
you,
yeah.
If they don't call you back right away, you should sit there and go, all right, that's an issue. They don't have a dime, and they took 3 days. I also tell people, when they get there, that's like the blind date, that first date. If they don't care, give you advice, if they're in a rush to go, that says something also.
A warning sign.
It's warning. You don't even have to talk. You can just look at the way they act. Do they have anything to say to you? Do they like your design? Rather than just look at the blueprints, I'm in a rush, do they have some opinions? You know what? If you do it this way, maybe it'll look better. That's free stuff. That's like the contractor is your advisor. You're the president, the first lady, Teresa, the first lady.
Yes,
she's the president.
Definitely the first lady.
I'm definitely the first husband.
Secretary of State over there with Tom.
Secretary.
But at
hilarious.
The end of the day, you want that person who's going to advise you. You don't know. You know, most people don't know construction. You do, Mark, Teresa, but most don't. So you want someone who's going to say, you know what, I do know construction, and I am going to handle it, I'm going to advise you, I'm going to give you valid opinions, and I don't have the job yet. I am vying for the job. You know what another thing annoys me? When they come late. They come late to the interview.
Yeah.
In a white-collar world where you have to wear a tie, which fortunately we don't have to wear one, and neither do you.
No.
Teresa,
I like
I bet you do. But at the end of the day, why would you be 30 minutes late? If you went to a job interview, they'd say, don't show up. You're 30 minutes late to the interview.
Yeah.
Why can a contractor call you 5 minutes before saying, I'm running an hour late? That says something. It says you are not professional.
Yeah.
Do you think that, because this conversation went from last thing, whatever, 10 minutes to 3 hours. And it's just this.
I'm
and
here
I have,
for you, baby.
I have follow-up questions after
well,
that.
Well, we're comfy right now.
We're comfy. We're sitting on the
couch. I'm crossing my legs.
In the Thermatruth.
Who wants to sit on my lap?
Who wants to sit on my lap? Well, it is Vegas.
Stephen Finucane.
I mean, hey.
Also Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
What would you like? How
have you been naughty
you
or nice?
Yeah. So now I forgot my question, of course. So go ahead.
You were talking about the contracting, about how they are. Some people just don't. You know what? I call bad contractors cowboys. It's a spaghetti western. The industry, seriously, is not regulated enough. Anybody can get a license. Once they get a license, they're a contractor. But you're the exception. You're good at what you do. You care. You have passion. There are people who just get it and say, you know what? I just want your dollar. I'm going to do what I can, get 90% of your money. I'm not going to finish the punch list. I'm going to jump over there and now start collecting more money. Finish the job. Do it right. Do it on time. Be respectful. And, by the way, I think it's a two-way street. If the contractor is a good contractor, send him a Christmas card. Say happy birthday. More importantly, tell him that you're happy. Because if we like you, we're coming back to take care of your home after the renovation. Maintenance.
Right.
Too many contractors don't come back and say, I'm going to take care of your switch, your broken dishwasher. I did the reno. I'm done. Tom's ready to play guitar, looks like.
Yes.
He's giving the sign.
3-0. Okay, there's only 30 minutes left. Stephen Finucane, a million-dollar contractor. Check him out on Facebook.
Yes.
Follow him
on Twitter. We do.
Watch his
Wise
show.
Wise man. And get your weird on. Steven.
Get your weird
get
on.
Get your weird on.
And if you're going to get your weird on, bring Mark and Teresa with you.
We'll be back in just a minute with more of my Fix It Up Life.
If I had $1 million, if I had $1 million, well, I'd buy you a house. I would buy you a house. If I had $1 million, if I had $1 million, buy furniture for your house, maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman. If I had $1 million, I'd buy you a cake car, a nice Reliant automobile. If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. Hang out.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect, but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
We're back inside My Fix It Up Life. We're at the end of the show.
So check us out at MyFixItUpLife.com. Send us an email at info@MyFixItUpLife.com with your project ideas, your inspirations, your questions. We love questions.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, and watch our videos on YouTube.
Listen to our radio show on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philadelphia every Saturday. And
check back with us next week for another rocket episode.